person has to know when he starts at the beginning of Chodesh Elul. First thing the Tzohar tells a person, look tight. Bizrish Hashanah. It's time to take care of it. But Chazal tell us not like that. Chazal tell us that you have to get ready for a whole Chodesh. Weiss is from Chazal that it takes a month to get ready. Mit Moshel Amar Dovol Doimer. A person wants to go somewhere. So a person takes a plane. You have to prepare the plane for a couple of hours before it takes off. So a person takes a boat. You have to put water inside, Zachen inside. A person, if he doesn't prepare, it's a Gedmish. Chazal tells us you need a month. Gedoyle Yisrael, for a whole month, made a time as Dibor and Chodesh Elul to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Comes this young Bachar, yeah? Efshar, he keeps snoring, yeah? Efshar, he davens b'chavane. I'm not a Balmusa. Chazal feel that if he doesn't keep the ganze Rosh Elul, it will not happen. There's no way to get ready to Rosh Hashanah without the Achone. Aber yenem trach, this is the Aleph Beis. And it's a whole stark in them. A person doesn't prepare himself to Elul, doesn't get ready for Rosh Hashanah, doesn't make a difference how much he yells in Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't make a difference how much he cries in Yom Kippur. It's a different Rosh Hashanah. It's a different Yom Kippur. And he doesn't realize. He cries. He davens. Then he wonders why the year comes the same. And this is what bad thing happens. He feels last Rosh Hashanah Golish Givon. This Rosh Hashanah. But also a person wants to prepare himself. Chazal say you have to blow shofar for a whole month. So when Chazal start means just to blow the shofar. And Chazal feels, but that man is. So he blows the shofar if he stays, Lamazogan. If he stays at the end of Davin, yeah, Lamazogan. He hears the shofar one day, his stomach is no here to be mashing with Chazal. But Chazal feels you need 30 days of blowing shofar to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. I got Tzachon. You're holding Zayin Elul. You made Epis already? You prepared Epis? Chuz that is the first couple of days is Matz, you learn serious. I say, it's going to happen to Rosh Hashanah. Just go, you know, serious Matz, what a serious one. So you're learning Baruch Hashem. And as Manu, you battle Tzachon, now Baruch Hashem, you're keeping two stone, three stone, it's Manush. Tzadik is Tzadaylon. It's a Gomish. I mean, the Elul was for people that learned every day 18 hours, and they told me, that's a kind of Elul comes with that mark of Epes for Rosh Hashanah. And if a person will manage to say it to himself, to speak it to himself, to arrange Zetz it to himself, then he could have a change in Elul and Bemele. Hopefully, he will have a change in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And this is the Metzius. This is the Metzius. Like everyone knows, you know, when you paint, so first you have to do the wall, you have to wet the wall. I don't know myself. But we have to do things till the paint catches. If you don't do that, it doesn't catch. The Metzius of the Odom is, as a Chazal tells us, that the Avodah from Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah from Yom Kippur cannot take place without a month of Avodah that is called Elul. Rabbi Saul says in the famous letter, "V'zois lefnim Yisrael, kol ish b'Yisrael achozei palotzus mikol koyre Elul." And when people just heard the word Elul, they started to shake. Mislav doesn't mean in the old days, you know, when people were very behind, yeah, you know, out the mention, as Vesnish was getting developed, so they got nervous from the word Elul. Rabbi Yisrael was a pikeach she'en keduk mosoi. And Rabbi Yisrael says, kol ish mi Yisrael achozoi palotzus. Person got scared and shaky from Elul. So we're holding an Elul. And this was the mistake of the world. The Avodah of Elul is not less, not even a bit less, from the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And it's kimat, I'm saying, it's kimat. Lo yishayach la'avir adin shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. But the Sfardim, yeah? We don't hold that the Sfardim are completely wrong, yeah? Every day they say Sfichas for Homan. We don't say that because Shkenazi, we know ourselves, yeah? We'll say every day, it's Shazan is every day. So we don't say every day. You need a month. And I'll tell you, I saw myself years that I was Matzliach Epes, not a Ben Aliyah, but Epes, to be over than Elul, and Rosh Hashanah was a different Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur was a different Yom Kippur. Lehavdi. We have to know, is Yomim Neroim, is Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah. This is the Avodah. A person cannot have a half of an Avodah. No of us. I know, we're holding in the matzah now that if we will start to do Elul, we are in a very bad shape. Everyone around us is planning to work and to start another 3 weeks. For Shoshone, I think everyone gets serious. Baruch Hashem divide. Well, hopefully it will stay like that, yeah? But even so, the second day of Rosh Hashanah already, the Elul already, Mincha second day of Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shvach HaMatzev, yeah? Every shul you see his plate is empty, I thought, weird. Can we have with the Elul of God, yeah? Because in all the shuls it's empty, so Pashtei Mishu, yeah? But as a person is so Shvach, takes 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you're already down. But Rosh Hashanah, most of the Elul are holding with. Yom Kippur, the Elul are holding with. And now we want to start our Avodah 3 weeks before that. And no one is around us doing it. And it looks unnecessarily. And it looks unneeded. You're right. Abba, when Yom HaDin will come, we'll be happy. And I say, Alamo, we're holding Zion Elul. It means 23 days is Rosh Hashanah, the Gan Sezach. 23 days. I'm just going. 23 days Bizrish Hashanah. Of Slichas, 2 weeks, it's already near. If you a little bit have a moon, a shtickle of moon, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam feels the world. I want to tell you, it's a big zach, that we have a problem. I'm speaking to myself, I'm speaking loud. If outside will be standing 5 terrorists with guns, so soon they're going to blow us up, right? We'll sit here, Mahot Emune Boir Oilam, nothing will happen to us, right? He says in Iran, he says I'm sure the guy who wants to throw up some big bomb on us, Israel, yeah? I'm sure everyone here doesn't think that it will happen. Mask him. The people that are not sharing with Torah and Mitzvahs know, it's a question of 2 years, 3 years, he will have it, and he'll throw it, yeah? Then he will say sorry, but she's in Shveta, yeah? We know it will not happen. Wah, both will not let it happen, yeah? The case of Ma'amini. Reise ma'aminim, Baruch Hashem, ve'amach kulam tzadikim. But it comes to the shayla, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could take care of you and make you to be matzliach in yeshiva, make you to become a Talmid Chochem. I'm not cut for that. Nah, it doesn't look like it will happen. Why this? Only against terrorists, against Yichavrus, Hashem can help you. Against Yerumit, Hashem can help. It's not so clear. My matzah, you know, they don't hope for me. Everyone has his meshugas and adi tzoreh. Yeah, everyone feels that no one likes him enough. Mechule, mechule. Yeah, he's not popular enough. Meshugas from Bochum, the tzoreh from Bochum. Dear, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't look so strong against Iran. I thought with mama, she could win them in a second. Yeah, I'm also given fakert against these achad. Everyone believed in Hashem against Iran. Says in the Milchama, and Rois Osus Rechad Ra. No one's given that a shvert to Mischazik Zayin in the moon. The person will understand that, this is what the Stipler said, that in Ruchnius, for sure Hashem wants to help. In Gashmius, it's a suffix if Hashem wants you to be rich or not. A grace is a suffix. But that you become a Talmid Chochem, that you will have Siyata Dishmai, what he doesn't want. When you ask for a shidduch, you don't say, well, maybe he doesn't want me to have a shidduch. Maybe he wants me to stay till 29. No. And you have a sister or brother you're asking for, maybe he wants. No, he wants me to daven. But v'sikum to that, tzloch and lernen, so if you have someone off the derech, you daven and he will come back, yeah? But when it's not going for you, so if it's mamish terrible sometimes, so and really you start to cry to Hashem. But if not, you leave it to the matzah. I'm saying, forget about the gashmias. Meret afruchnias. Those are the avoided from Yom Neroim. The tachlis, shed and svarim, is the compass in chasteire. So that they say over. Those are the seder advorim. Rosh Hashanah, you open a little bit of Sefer Dor on HaKadosh. In Kippur, you open it more. In Ne'ilah, you open it in Gansen. In Sukkot, you take out the Sefer Teres and you go around them. In Simchas Teres, you take the Sefer Teres alone and you dance. This is the Tachlis, Kirvos Hashem, Talmud Torah. This is the Tachlis of the Avodah from Yom Neroim. A person has to take 2 weeks of his life, 3 weeks, lose a little bit your friends, lose a little bit life, and try to get close to Hashem and ask, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me Siyata Deshmaya. Make me to become a Talmud Chacham. Make me to be Matzliach. You know how much Siyata Deshmaya you can get? So now the Shaila is, say, let me say, we're masking to Oida than Elo. What's Tutman? What's Tutman and Elo? What's Tutman and Elo? It's a good question, and it's not so clear what is the answer. So I will try to a little bit make it clear. What is the Avoida of Elo? Avoida of Elo? To behave better? Stop it. It's also the Avoida of Elo. But if a person doesn't behave, as they did that, so it's not a mess, like a person could try to wipe his hands under a running sink, yeah? The sink is running, the water is running, tries to wipe his hands. So it's not a mess. A guy doesn't learn the story, he doesn't dive in a Zeber Daf, but he will learn Musa and he will do different Zachen, so nicht mehr geht. So Pasha nicht mehr geht. However, you have to behave different than Elul. You have to behave in a higher Madrege, in a higher Matzev, if you want to Shtelzu. That's an Ishkin Shaila. That's an Ishkin Shaila. However, if you want to Shtelzu, however, this is the only way to do it. There's no Shaila about it. But that's an Ishkin Shaila. This is the Aleph base of the Avayim. This is the form of the Avayim. Keeps Dorim. Vemis keeps Dorim. From 9, this is 1:15, Ashir, Saira. From 3:15 till 7. From 8, from 9:30 till 12. As even the Daf. Some of the Shvach, bad, sleep a little more. I'm saying, what would that clap? Abadah. I'm saying, it's not standard to be a tzaddik. I'm explaining that if a person is not planning to do that, it's chaval. And it's avoid of elu. It's not shaykh. Zivi Rabbi Yehuda ruf lo istevel b'sheretz v'yodoy. A person can't, I'm not saying now to be planning all of your life, you will learn 12 hours, 15 hours, and all of your life you will daven the light. I'm not saying that. We'll take it easy later after Rosh Hashanah. But you can't come yourself to a matzah of avoid as Hashem if the surrounding, b'asher u'shom, you're not holding in that madrigas. Shabbos is Shabbos, anyway in Shabbos. But as we are right zusammen, a person goes away for Shabbos. He gets it fast, yeah? In the middle of Elul. So he could write Odo instead of Elul on himself. So it's good Elul. It's not Shaykh. The person is no. The Gdoinim didn't say Dvorim Etein. So he's not holding it. So, but the Hesach Adas? They didn't want to have a Hesach Adas. They felt Roshon Shvadron and Moshe didn't speak a word. Film was Chodesh Elul. This Yom Kippur. So the famous Maaseh was going in the car and he felt that the tire was broken. The ear went out of the tire. So he didn't know what to do, you know. He didn't speak long with him. So he said the Pasuk Teitzer Rucho Yoshua Admosoi. And the guy will understand, you know, what is happening. He said a couple times, still the guy chap, you know. Gates of them. But this is what the Gdelim understand. This is what the Gdelim understand. But this Bacher feels, hey, Kedar Shabbos needs to relax. It's not Shaykh. I'm saying, I want to speak, Lamazbin, not that Elul is mechayev to be Fafrum. And the same thing with Adam Lachavayim. Same thing with Adam Lachavayim. And Elul, a person has to be in a matzav, in a different kind of matzav with Adam Lachavayim. If you're not in a higher madrigi with Adam Lachavayim, it doesn't click. And it's a horror, finds everyone could be the best guy. You know, the famous Meisel, he said, I don't remember everyone, one of the Gdolim, that he went into his yeshiva, it was 1 o'clock by night, and he was smiling, the Gdolim were mamish kochig in the head, and he was so mamish, so I'm not sure if Rabbi Yeruchem told him, or they told Rabbi Yeruchem, he said, "Das nicht kein Muchach bichlad, that this guy has Avasateir." If he goes into someone else's yeshiva at 1 o'clock by night and the oil kochim and he's excited, does he start a satay? When he looks on his yeshiva and it's kochim 1 o'clock by night, does he just gonna have a satay? Our satay is, if you live in near, you walk into brisk, wow, the smell is just kochim. Ah, tay is givaldi. When you go into his yeshiva and the oil kochim, it's a garnish. It's yours. Does he just gonna have a satay at bichlal? You like yourself. This is the norm. So I'm saying, I'm more benodim lachaveiroi. He takes care of Chavrusa's mamashis. He was the biggest tzaddik. The guy doesn't have a Chavrusa. His mamash, like, you know, he taps him from all the sides to take care of him, yeah? But he comes to his room, and his room wants to put on the light. I can't fall asleep. You have to close it now. I'm not saying. I'm always gerecht. I'm not. But before he had 20 minutes to stay with the enemy to organize his Chavrusa. So stay 20 minutes with the enemy with the light. Wasn't enough 20 minutes. But before, I felt I'm helping him. So I stayed 20 minutes in Bismedish to help him. Now, I feel he's bothering me, so I wanted to close the light. I'm not saying, I'm always trying to go to sleep. I did say, don't get me wrong now, the oil will start to leave the lights on, the home, the oil will stop. But I'm saying, the same person goes to sleep 1 o'clock, he's a yeke. But this guy, my mission, never, he doesn't have a chavrusa. I felt bad, I had to stay with him for 2 hours, for 20 minutes. When you come to the room, 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, the guy says, I can't fall asleep. Well, I have to look in the rashba before I fall asleep, yeah? Not of Elul, the bochum, yeah? I need 20 minutes to read the Rashba before I fall asleep. I can't fall asleep without a Rashba. Yeah, it's time to go to sleep. No problem, but I'm... So, I'm all a person could Fadimian that he's a Balmidus. Fadimian. Takes care of Yana, takes care of Yana. I will pick them the Yana, Manush Kashach, it's a Yana. I've seen the Cheshma, so he's talking Yana. He goes into a taxi, fights with a taxi driver and a half a shekel. What's hard is he'll have another half a shekel. The guy collects, you feel bad when you give him half a shekel. It's because he's not collecting, what is the problem? He's collecting strong. What's enough community? So I'm saying again, a person has to be in an atmosphere with Adam Lachaveri. Und dem Altsbatzach Kaili. The ganze day will be dark. He calls home, speaks to his parents. Also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it. Could like God Mechaveir, it's a good lamenah that the person could get along with everyone chutz from his parents. That's a cloud. Everyone, you know, the best bochum in the world, yeah? And the parents every time is arguments, yeah? So what does that? But that's, Abaye says, Ashrei mi shelo yichamo. The luckiest person never saw him. It's the best one is to send the parents. Which you see that there's a lot more problems. This is not, it's Elul. So when a person prepares himself to this form, that he's learning as Eivim Midah, he doesn't do chas v'shalom bad things. For 2-3 weeks, he's preparing the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And without that, you know, sometimes I feel so bad. You come to yeshiva, you see guys shuttling Rosh Hashanah. You're laughing, you know, it's nothing. They did, you saw the medal, they didn't do nothing. It's nothing, it's not shaykh. Because if it's shaykh, so why don't we should have in 40 days? I prefer to believe the Chofetz Chaim. That all the guys are shuffling when I see them, I look chaval al azman. I try not to give them good seats. Because it's chaval al tefillas. I should give it to people that could point itself for Klal Yisrael. Okay, it's best of knowledge, I'm not saying. It's more who... No, we don't keep on the material, we spare him a varionim also, yeah? Al das hakol, al das hamokai. Yeshiva shumala, yeshiva shumata, on the material, we spare him a varionim. But a person has to know. It doesn't work. You take 3 weeks. And it's so light. It's a tchilas man. It's a elul. It's a short time. It's a gishmak lepeh. I mean, my yeser ha-ben shelo yechto. Yeser shelo yilman meh. So when this person prepares himself, and this is the avoda, and he comes now to Erev, and decides he's working on Erev, what he does to work on the avoda? So his mashma in the achroinim, the balibusa, which was in the achroinim, that the yisoid of the avoda of Erev is tshuva ma'asim tov. What's made tshuva ma'asim tov? Person has to take a sefer musa. Some bachim shari tshuva speaks to them. I'm not saying you're not a chashev bachar, or you're a chashev and you don't know how to read Hebrew, or you're a chashev and you don't know how to learn musa. Let me show you exactly. So learn 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not saying not everyone is cut now to learn a half an hour of shari tshuva. But we take a sefer like shari tshuva. I have to become close to Hashem. I have to change. I have to change. So when a person, I'll say, so every day bad, and we have to sit and think about it. We have to change. We have to be better people. Yeah, so every day to say to yourself, I have to change. I have to be a good man. So you take a sefer like a shalit shuvah. So he a little bit explains. You can take a different sefer that speaks on the avodas from Elul. But the yisoid of avodas Elul, chilas the yisoid of avodas Elul is that every day to the avodas Elul, a person realizes that he has to change and he has to be a different person. And if a person puts it into himself, into his bones, he's mashmish inside himself. I have to change. I have to be a different person. A day after a day, it becomes ready. I want to explain. When they want to plant the land, you have to water it, work on it, and then the day the plant becomes. The Elu, Azeiz B'teva Odom, Leva Odom, Rami Ne'urov, the Yetzer is Sholet. If a person doesn't have a month that he softs it, I need to change, when the big bump, the big spark of Rosh Hashanah comes, it doesn't have where to go in. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is not asking you to be different, as I'm trying to explain. The Kabbalists will be Mekabel in Rosh Hashanah. The Kabbalists will be Mekabel in Yom Kippur. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah tells us, we have to start to change. We have to start to become better people. As I'm saying, if the person is not behaving in a higher madrege when he's saying it, it's nothing. When he's learning, now I'm learning. I have to do something about it. I have to do that the next year. I want to be close to Hashem. I know I didn't behave. The tachlis of the oilam is to become close to Hashem. This is the tachlis of the bria. This is the tachlis. The tachlis of the bria is to become close to Hashem. This is the tachlis of Rotzon Hashem. For this we came to the world, to become close to Hashem. Those are the sin that we're here. We're here for that purpose. The person thinks about it. He wants to become close to Hashem. You know, in our days they believe in the Goyishe Welt, you know, campaigning, you know, it's campaigning. You know, there's a guy who wants to become president. So he starts to campaign himself. He puts every place, you see Bush, yeah? Then you hear Bush is good, then you see Bush's security. You see messages, and slowly, you see get our hands in the cup. The whole world is masking us as they gave us, right? But out is for Taylor. It's the same thing campaigning for becoming close to Hashem. This, in Avodas Hashem, it's not chitzonius, it's ruchnius. But the same thing you understand as they gave us in the world. You campaign till it's a gate line. You can take someone that no one knows and you start to campaign, and people, everyone wants to be like him. Everyone wants him. It's a campaign. Campaign means that this is the teva that Hashem made the Adam. Hashem made the Adam that he campaigns, he changes. You know, mitzvah sanoshim ilumodo. חנוך לנער על פי דרכוי, גם כי יגדל היוסר ממנו. This is the way. A person has to know, there's no way that a person will come in Rosh Hashanah and he will change. But if he will behave the whole Elul in a higher madrege, and he will take a Sifri Musa, that Rav and Maroz v'yis Hashem, Zogne Rabbi Niyele, I need to do tshuva, I need to come close to Hashem. A person needs to come close to Hashem. So, and when a person does it, when a person comes close to Hashem, it's not that difference. I'll tell you, I want to say at the beginning, Elul. A person has to know that when a person listens to Hashem, he never loses. When a person listens to Hashem, he never loses. And this is the aleph beis of the yesod of Hatzlocha in Avodas Hashem. One of the things that stops us to change is, a guy thinks, new zman, new guys, he wants to get, you know, chap new friends, new matzah. Hashem made us like that. We world people, yeah. Adam HaChevrosi. Hashem made, lo levadot. Well, a person every time thinks, if I start to do this, I'll start to do this, I'll be out of the picture. But I want to share with you a little story that happened to me 2 weeks ago. I said, well, it's early, I didn't want to share it in this manner. I said, it's a bit over the time, if someone has to run out, I was in America, and there's a couple of people that I know there, Grace about it, Zdoker, go Grace about it, Zdoker, Mamish, Meshulik about it, Zdoker. Already, some of them I know already for 15 years, very close. And they asked me a favor, they wanted to do in Manhattan, as a meeting with all the members of this organization. And they give a lot of support, Tamil Chachom and Arts Yisrael, very shady, they, I don't have to collect nothing, just I'm Kilu Be'etzem in charge of that organization. It's theirs, I just, they asked me to help them, but that's not, I don't really. But if I say, and like this, I'll meet all the new members, the old members, and I say, that's Hashem, there'll be a lot of tzedakah for Klal Yisrael. And some of them, I'm close to. So I had to do that. So they made up in Manhattan, there's a restaurant, Prime Grill, it's called. I don't know if you heard about it. They told me it's a choshen one. It's a place, not such a mumchen restaurant. The kids, they told me, I don't, it's okay, this deer is not, it's mechub, you could come there. So I go there. And I come, so I don't know if you were there once, I hope that you were not. I was a gate of chazé. So you could eat inside the place, and you could eat outside the place. It's like a restaurant, you know, innovative seats, and seats outside. Also mechubidi. Kids, I come, and the whole kvutza is standing outside. The whole kvutza is standing outside. Come to get up. So I told him, I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom for 2 minutes. And look at me, I should a human being. I go to the bathroom and I think to myself, Zaloha Oichel Bashuk Posulegus. So if I'm sitting with them outside, it's not Posulegus. But it happens to the rest of Shuk and the land. So I can't eat them. I can't taste something though. I forget what I actually, I can't. I don't know, it's not shame, it's what I would tell. When I walked into the bathroom, everything is full inside. So I checked, yeah. There might even one seat inside available. So what I would tell, okay, so it's cancelled. So what they'll do, but it was people did it. To make a meeting with them, you had to make 3 months before an appointment, yeah. And all these people stopped their offices, closed everything. You know, they're there for a couple of hours, they're already, we're late, ready for half an hour, they're sitting and waiting, you know, if I got some meal, I'll say, I'm sorry. But I thought to myself, if they would not have money, I would sit and eat with them. No. So because they have money, I plan to change what I have to do also. No boss. That's not shady. I thought to myself, I would see if Shmuel Birimbo is sitting outside, you know, I'm out of this. I'm not there, I would sit, no. Stay with. So, because I went out, I said, I'm really sorry, but I put my thoughts together, and I really, I can't join it. And that person that I'm so close to, the 150, look, you want Mamish to kill me, tell me, how you can do it to me? And then all my friends, how you can do such a thing to me? That's such a bizarre, it's not accepted, you don't do such a thing. I'll tell you. I never lost from doing the right thing. Never. I said, I didn't come, I told you, hey, you're eating outside, also. I went to the side, took 5 minutes to think, but I decided that it's the wrong thing for me to eat outside. So if I decided that it's the wrong thing for me to eat outside, I know I can't, everything is canceled, you're right. Could be I will never meet all of you again, I know you will not speak to me. But I know it's the right thing, and I'm promising you, I never lost from doing the right thing. And I will not lose this time also. So they wanted Mamish. I never saw people looking at me so bad, yeah? Once. The kids on my said, so it was one guy there, like, go on Choshev, yeah? Choshev should be Choshevim. He says, no, I'm very connected here. Let me, I will massage the places inside. He goes over to the desk, he says, come with me. Here's my rabbi. I'm really sorry, but everything is sold out. Everything. Here's a birthday, here's the place. And, the guy, you know, from this country, that country, Choshev place, no. It's not shy. Listen, it's like couches when you come in. Sit on the couches there. When we'll have a place, maybe in half an hour, also we don't have a place for you. But when someone else really has to be, we'll mess that person over for you. But before half an hour, it's not shy. Because everyone is sitting on the couches there. And I asked if you get something to drink, or push something interesting. Everyone's looking at me like, and that Rosh Medabrim says, okay, at least we learn from the rabbi to be very stark on what you hold, yeah? And then like one of them said, like, what is the Ganze Isuf Leichel Bashut? So I said, Rashi says that if he's not embarrassed to eat in public, it's possible, I don't know, I see someone eat here outside, I will never take him after to be a ate. Yeah? You have to look, you see guys eating outside, never to take them after to be ate. Because then it's shot at the Pussel Ladies. I try, I don't know if I remember when I come to Gaza. I remember I saw the guy eating. I was under a schmooze for sure an Elul Pasnish. Bichlam, little saying that Pasnish and Yeshua Bacha stands around the stores. It's amused to see it. I was under a schmooze. But I look at him over a mizah. But the kids are amazing. So I don't know, Rashi says if he's not embarrassed to eat in public, so he for sure will take money to say Eidu Sheker also. So they told me, here if I can't. Here you want people to see you eating outside. It's going to hush to be eating here. You want it to be seen eating here. What about this as well? The kids are arguing with me back and forth. I told him, I know what I'm doing. I said, I'm telling you, I will not lose. After a couple of minutes, the manager comes over from there and he says, you know what, for your rabbi, we'll do, we have tables outside, we'll bring the tables inside, we'll put them near the couches, we'll bring some blinds and some chitzes, we'll make you a private room in the middle of the hallway, it'll be closed, you'll have a room for yourself. So, okay, we're having a room for ourselves. But the atmosphere is noch go schwach. I know nothing will come out of this meeting anyway, I know it's over. The ganze, this ganze tzedakah is. Bottom of Utah. So I decided that I know this time, not saying every time, I knew, I thought, I know I'm doing the right thing, and that's it. So the Shtovah Sittah. The kids are nice. So I'm sitting there, and they start to bring out the food, you know, they bring menus, I don't know if you know, I don't know if you're in the restaurant, but they bring it because that book, you could choose what you want to eat. Because I don't know how to read English, Chvezish the ABC. Never learned ABC, Chvezish the name. Get to the ring, I can't read nothing anyway. So I decided, you know, I'm a stickle, right, you know, I can't read it. So I told them, I can't read English, so what you order, I will order also. I will follow you. So I'm pushing. much more than you close the door. Outside door. Kids are nice. So I'm saying, you know, they give out the menu. So the first guy, he says, he wants sushi, he says. So very good, I also want. So are you sure? He said, yeah. And the other guy said, he wants steak. I said, I also want steak. What everyone ordered, I ordered, yeah? I said, like this, in case Eshel's not in Tzonis, they will forget that I was a bad person. Especially, I said, I'll make fun of myself a little bit. I said, the atmosphere was out of such life. But I have to write so much stuck, you know. Myself, the whole time, you know, I decided that it's the right thing, it's not shiny. I have a shoot, you know, it's a small day, I'm like, it's shiny. Different cheetahs. I'm going to match it, stuck, it's so much fun because I'm deciding to be a fashion. But myself, I decided I'm doing the right thing, but yeah, I could try to fix it. My decision, I'm allowed to try to fix it. So they bring up. So I'll tell you a mice, what happened to me once that I couldn't read the menus. And they were laughing at me and I ordered everything. And that minute I see the owner of the store. There's a guy that owns that store, he owns another, there's another Chosher restaurant he owns. It's his father, she did a natural material meets his goal. Divorce. Oh yeah. He's the owner. He comes like for 2 minutes a day into the store, but he's the owner. He walks in. I didn't know it was on. I see the guy walks in, he looks around, and I see like he blinks with the eye and he calls out that Chosher the guy. And like he tells him, you blacked the whole way? The president is here. What happened today? Like, you blacked the whole store. I mean, you have made a private room in the middle. But... So he told him, our rabbi from Nazi Saul is here. He's telling a story, come inside. So the owner comes, they put him to sit near me, he sits down. And I tell him, I'll tell you my side, I tell him I was in a restaurant. I thought it was the second time I'm in a restaurant here in America. And every time I tell him I had now trouble, I couldn't read your menu. So I ordered everything, I told him. But I tell him, I thought it happened to me the same 3 years ago. I said I was in a restaurant in New York. It's called in Plaza Avenue. It's a building there, a hotel, a very small hotel, I think two floors, very small hotel, it's called Plaza. And the bottom they have a Mechika restaurant. So I was for a Sheva Brochas. And the kids said that Sheva Brochas in America, some places they put like, you know, not all, like, you know, saw the man on one side, they go, they sit more mixed as a Sheva. So the kids said, they didn't know where to put me. So the top table was the Kale, the Chosin, and myself. Everyone else sat. Kids, I sit there, you know, and then they give out the menu. You know? It's not even to help me there, yeah? So I can't be another one. So he asked me what I want. I said, lakshin. Not lakshin, noodles. I said, I think it's cloth that is good. He says, with what? I said, plain. I said, plain. You sure? Yeah. After 20 minutes, everyone starts to get. So, you know, everyone gets salmon, lasagna, you know, glinches, all different food, and milkshake. I get a plate, a huge plate, a pile of lakshins, like out the water, plate, you know, with garnish, with a cup of water. Everyone gets all different kinds of cups and dishes. I get one plate. So I have lakshins. That's a lakshin. All this I'm telling over this Joe's name, the owner of the store. I'm eating a bit of my lakshin. The kids are nice. I hear the Kala tells the Chosin, don't touch your food. Just like, okay, I eat my food and listen to see what's happening. She tells him, take your plate, change it when you're ready. So you know, I make myself at home. Listen, I'm carrying on eating, and you know, someone catches my plate, then switches it on. I said, I'm sorry. He said, no, I ordered lunch. I don't know, I ordered lakshin. No, I ordered lakshin. So kids, I know it's not true, but I did argue, you know, as long as I know what is happening. Because, you know, he gets the lakshin, I get all these different kinds of foods. After a second, I hear the Kala tells the Chosin, I'm so nauseous, I can't touch the food. Take my portion. She takes her portion, she switches with the Chosin. And the lakshan gets to her. Kids, I called the waiter over. I said, you see what I have in my plate? For this one here, this kale, just order the same thing. I'm ordering for her exactly what I have in my plate. Tells me you're not the one to give me orders here. I said, I will pay later. I'll go into the kitchen. I'll pay for everything. I will tip you even. Just please. Tells me it takes 20 minutes to prepare. So this, I'm the next speaker. I'm going to speak for 20 minutes. How's it going to be 20 minutes? Just go prepare it. So he goes to the kitchen. I get up to speak. And I say, over the Ma'aseh with Rabbi Akiva, that the people that are looking in the stars, they said that Rabbi Akiva, his daughter will die on the day that she will get married. So she never wanted to get married. She was sure she will die. Rabbi Akiva told her, and Mazel Yisrael, you have to get married anyway. She didn't want to get married. Rabbi Akiva told her she has to get married. Said, she gets married the whole night. Rabbi Akiva didn't sleep. He was sure his daughter will die. In the morning he goes to see what happened, and she opens the door. She has this pin with a big snake in it. She put it in the wall. Then there was no closet. She stuffed it in the wall. She killed it. So Rabbi Akiva asks her, he tells her, this is the snake that had to kill you, my daughter. So now tell me what she did. She said, I didn't do nothing. Stop. Tell me what you did. So she tells him that in the chasana, in our most Jewish men, behind catering. Just everyone get a portion. There's a mashiach. So I got my portion, and I saw at the door as a poor person standing there, and he just doesn't have food. So I went and I gave him my food. And I didn't eat the whole chasana. I stayed hungry. I didn't eat nothing. Amar Rabbi Akiva, it's not a tassel in Mavis. So I said, that's Shana Brochus. That's why I'm telling over Jordan Smeiser. I told him, look everyone now, I want everyone's attention to look at the top table. You see the lakshan? I ordered lakshan. Now I'll tell you how this lakshan moved from me to the chosen to the kala. You know, they were mamish and battle. And I said, the goddess of the kala is, she felt, you know, I didn't have what to eat here. I said, she didn't eat nothing. She's sitting here for 20 minutes, she's not eating nothing. But she felt bad, I don't know what to eat. So she gave over a portion. So she made a chosen to give the portion. Then she made up that she's not. I said, don't worry, she will not lose. You know, I called the waiter, I asked him to bring it in. But her father got up, and her father said, in the beginning, the father wanted that the chosen, he made him to live out of, not in a yeshiva, to go to work. He got up, he said, if this will take, could make to people, tomorrow morning I'm meeting in front of everyone, I'm buying them a car, and I'm supporting him to stay another year or two in yeshiva to learn. And he stayed for another 2 years to learn. So I told this Joe in the restaurant, you know, if you will make in Hebrew, a little bit, when the rabbis come to the restaurants, maybe make a menu in Hebrew, I will not have a story though. I will not have a story by you. So I'm asking you, between the owner of the restaurant, maybe you can make a menu in Hebrew. When the rabbis come from Eretz Yisrael, you can eat in the restaurants. So then he said that that I was too behaved, that in the Baruch Hashem he thinks he found the Shidduch, and he's... So I told him, let's drink a L'chaim, too behaved. He said, he's not deciding, no, we don't let the fly, it's a great Kisagan Tzizak. I said, okay, eat them again, the Yiddish Ma'alach. The Yiddish Ma'alach, we drink L'chaim. When you decide to do it after the Goyish Ma'alach, you'll do it to the Goyish Ma'alach. But I told him, but please go to the kitchen and order the best things that you have for the L'chaim. So I want you to order now the best that you can have. Because he brings all different funny cups with all different zachen, and everything was, he organized all the zachen. Everything was besurah. Because he brings this L'chaim, everyone picks up the L'chaim to drink. I'm also picking up my cup. I didn't know how to hold that kind of cups that he bring. And I told him, Hel Tzachayim, I never drank L'chaim in my life with a person that doesn't keep tires on Mishpach. You're frying it, I can't drink L'chaim. I wanted to make a Shavua and you keep tires on Mishpach in front of everyone. Kids are back and forth, it's like a Gemon, Shavua and the Kaim Zavitza. I might say, made a Shavua, it's my Mishpach, it's the one to get to the point. Now we spoke about a couple more halachas. Moshe, he asked me a kasha. He said he knows Aseres HaDibros. It's a stir in Aseres HaDibros. If I know what was the stir in Aseres HaDibros. So I said, yeah. The first time says Zohar, and the second time says Shomer. And you borech them. So he asks every rabbi that he meets, why the first time it says Zohar, the second time it says Shomo? Why not the other way around? So first I had Siyad HaDishmaya, the day before I saw the Shem Yishmuel, the Shem Yishmuel. So the Shem Yishmuel, Zohar is Esse. Shomo is Lois Esse. The Moses called Mokum Shenemar Shomo Ben Ve'al, Lois Esse. A good person does good things. A person that is lower, we tell him at least don't do bad, right? Sumera ve'asetot. Luchas ha-rishon is muskoinim dechet, mehatzach ne-madreget un zocher. Luchas ha-shni is noch dechet, mehatzach noch in-shomor, at least don't do bad. Kitzer back. Kitzer, he left. After this, he left. Okay, the atmosphere is really much better, The meal was almost 2 hours. Kitzer. And for sure, the food, after he sat there, the food came in much more of a covered equation. The kids are then about to pay. So he told the waiter to go to bring the bill. So he comes back and he says, that guy left already ages ago. You know, he was there for 2 minutes. He said, Joe likes the rabbi, it's on the house, there's no bill. It's done. That was a couple thousands at least, yeah? It's done. Now that the Olam HaLechkir, how you tip, because tip goes 50%. On your play, there's no... It's a problem, okay, please, I don't move him this. I think they tipped anyway, you know what, the waiters to lose. So I told him like this. Sometimes in life, you do the right thing, it takes you a year. Sometimes it takes you 2 years. Sometimes you don't see it in this world. I said, for me it was a very hard nisayon. To lose everything what I have, with all these connections, the big larger, that everything to mess. Because a little minute, but I decided I have to do it. Hashem didn't wait. Hashem showed me that I didn't lose. I took you out here tonight, not you. So I didn't lose. And I'm telling you, with every one of them, I had after it a private meeting, they asked me to come and speak to me. You do the right thing, you don't lose. What I want to tell you, I want to tell you one little bit cool. You would think that after such a mindset in his stomach, I will be, for 20 years, I don't need chizuk. After that, I don't want to go into the details, but I had to get to Baltimore for a Shabbat brachas. And I was asked to do a favor to see a sick person, and because of that, I was bamish late to get to Baltimore. I had to be in Baltimore 6:30, and I was 5 o'clock in Manhattan yet. And I got so angry. I managed to call back the guy. I told him, how you could do it to me? You made me to stay. And I thought to myself, you do the right thing, you don't lose. Hashem made you to get stuck here. What? What are you nervous about? You forgot about the emuna? A second ago, Hashem showed you, you have to do what you, nothing what you could do. It was a sick person, had in a machle, his wife is sick, his kid is sick. You had to see him, what's coming up. Because of that, you got trapped, because it became rush hour, and now you're stuck in Manhattan. You forgot about the emuna? Hashem gave you a lesson that he doesn't give every day. It disappears in a second. And I called the guy and I told him, I'm angry with you and I know I'm wrong that I'm angry. He was one of the people in the meal. He calls me to stay to see the sick person. I said, I'm embarrassed in myself that I can't take the chizuk in myself. And don't think that I lost, and then Hashem, you know, I got to Baltimore in time. Also, I had a good driver, and also, you know, he did it. Let's make a difference now. But I'm saying, a person has to know one zach. It's not enough to know it. Yeah? And this is the avodah. If a person puts inside himself, I'm doing the right thing, I will not lose, I will not lose. I believe that if I have to listen to Hashem, this is the right thing to do. If you do it strong, someone Rosh Hashanah comes, but if a person thinks, I will have a spark, I'm telling you, I had a spark in front of a lot of people. Yeah? And that means I was sure I don't need more from that. It's not like, you know, something happened in private. All these people I know with, I deal with them every day, you know. She gave me such a present, not what I want, I ask them to do. A minute after it, I'm stuck in a car, I'm upset. Why I got stuck? Why I listened to you? I said, oi, why I listened? Why I went to visit the person? You decided it was the right thing to do. What are you scared about? And if a person works on himself and is mashish this mida inside him, how you mashing it. You learn if it's Seder, you don't go to shmooze to different people, you will not lose. You don't go away for Shabbos with your friends, you don't lose. You daven in the minyan, you don't lose. Don't worry. And this is the way you behave the ganze elu. As we come in Rosh Hashanah, we have an atzlach in the Seder.